Continuing now with Karen Tumulty, national political correspondent for Time magazine, talk about micro views of healthcare. We're likely to get specific when Barack Obama speaks next week after the Labor Day recess. Congress comes back. There's going to be a joint session of Congress. The president will speak about health care to the Congress. What's he going to say? Well, we don't know at this point, but there is a lack of specificity in the president's position on health care. Karen, you mentioned that moments ago, and I wonder if you could react to this. We had Senator Russell Feingold on from Wisconsin, Democrat from Wisconsin, yesterday, talking about this public option. Listen to what he said.
I still don't know. I am pleased that the administration has come back to talking about a public option after slipping there. And I'm watching this very carefully because we do need a progressive health care reform bill.
Now, Russ Feingold seems to believe that the administration is edging back to a public option. But if I click on your story on the Time magazine website, you seem to suggest that public option needs to be slipping off the table. Which is it, Karen?
Well, certainly everybody that I am talking to would suggest that it's going the other direction. Essentially, particularly now that in the Senate they're looking at needing a 60th vote, that 60th vote is going to have to be Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine, a very moderate Republican, who would like to see a public option put into the plan, not as part of the original plan, but only as what they're calling a trigger, so sort of a fallback if insurance companies themselves weren't able to produce the kind of competition it would take to sort of put some kind of pressure on health prices. And so I think that's a very, very, you know, weak option and one that is going to disappoint a lot of liberals.
And do you think it's going to be mushy like that when the president speaks, or is he going to say something very, very definitive next Wednesday?
You know, no one knows is the first answer, but there is certainly a great feeling among his allies that he needs to get more specific. You know, the president is right when he says that there's a lot of agreement on this bill, that essentially on 80% of it, everybody kind of has the same idea as what needs to be done. But this last 20% is really what blew up the summer. And it's not just the question of the public option. It's questions like, how are we going to pay for this thing? And who's going to get covered? How close to universal coverage are they willing to, you know, be satisfied with? If the president doesn't at least give us some clearer sense of this, I think this speech is going to be a missed opportunity, much like his news conference this summer was.
Well, finally, the agony of the healthcare debate is perhaps best represented by the story of Charles Grassley, who's a big friend of this program, who's come on this program and talked about his efforts to negotiate with Max Baucus in the Senate about healthcare. But he's out at this point. Quickly, why is his departure from the scene emblematic of what's going on here on the GOP side?
Well, no Republican in Congress had gotten more attention, more sort of tender, loving care from the White House than Charles Grassley of Iowa, because he's not only the number one Republican on the Finance Committee, but he was the one real hope, I think, the White House saw and that the Senate Democratic leadership saw of getting a significant number of Republican votes for this bill. And, you know, as he is showing increasing estrangement from this whole process, I think that hope is gone. They're going to have to do this basically on Democratic votes with possibly, you know, two Republicans from Maine.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen Tumulty, that's a great analysis. Grassley is out. The Republicans are sort of off the table in this so-called bipartisan effort to get health care passed. Karen Tumulty is the national political correspondent for Time magazine. Who does that leave? That leaves the moderate Democrats and the progressive Democrats. What are they going to think about next Wednesday?
And how many of them are there?
Indeed.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.